long as I've been doing this and as comfortable as I am doing this, I don't know why every time before I hit the record button, I feel so nervous and butterfly feelings and anxious, when at this moment in time, I know this is who I am and I got this. So with that being said, that was my shake off for these little butterflies I got going on. But I'm going to start with, today is March 20th. I don't know if I'm going to post this today, but I will not start this conversation without wishing my Aunt Pauline, Miss Puppet, the Hollis Queen, happy birthday. I hope that you are enjoying this heavenly birthday, and I hope that you are showered with the love and the greatness that I know you are showered in. So enjoy your day. I hope everyone who knows my aunt or who has the pleasure of hearing or witnessing her throughout this lifetime, make sure you take a moment to appreciate her today or whenever you hear this. I feel like I want to talk about a few different things. I want to talk about my birthday trip and the amazing spiritual upliftment that I got and gave myself and my family along, you know, my trip. I think I'm going to have Devon jump in with us when we have that conversation so he can give his input on his visuals of the trip as well. But right now, I think I'm going to start with how I feel now and what's going on right now. And right now, I'm realizing, as I realized on the trip too, how powerful we are and how powerful spirit is, and how we have to realize that if we don't ignore that nervousness that I spoke about earlier, the butterfly feelings that, you know, you get and you feel throughout times when you want to do something or try to do something new or move on from something or express yourself about something, we have to quiet that anxiety feeling, because that's what it ends up being, those butterflies and things like that. Get rid of that. We're too powerful for that. We have so much to say and so much to do. And me personally, let me stop talking about everybody else, but me personally, I'm a powerful being. And I have the moments in time where I forget. And now I'm here back to everybody else, but we all forget that we are not just these humans in this body, here to work, here to take care of kids, here to take care of, you know, the house, take care of your cars and your bills. That's not what we're here for. We're here to grow and excel and share energy and give energy and build love and create love and use the energies and the powers that we have to create more, not less. And I feel like when we throw ourselves into all these different tasks, humanistic tasks that we have tied ourselves to, we lose ourselves in the mix and the things that we enjoy and the things that make us happy and the things that keep us going. I feel like spirit comes to us and tries to help us along our journey at all points in time. God, your ancestors, you know and don't know, seen and unseen. And there's moments where they give you a full blank path to your straight happiness. And instead of following the path, you decide to do something different. And then you wonder why it's not working out in your favor. You wonder why it's not flowing the way you wanted it to flow. Sometimes our messages are small. Little changes, little gifts. Sometimes our messages are large. Dreams. Things happening right in front of us that you can't untold. Voices and feelings and energies and what is it called? When your hair stick up on your arm and you feel something cool in you. Certain moments that you should be paying attention to, that you're not paying attention to, that will lead you to a better path and a better way of your life. When I was younger, and I think I've mentioned this in another conversation, but when I was younger, I told my dad that I talked to myself. And his answer back to me is, crazy people talk to themselves. And I knew I wasn't crazy, so I kept talking to myself, but I kept it to myself. And as I got older and I got more comfortable, quote unquote, talking to myself, I expressed to him more, because my dad is and will always be my favorite person and my first love. So he still listened and understood me and heard me out for whatever I had to talk about. And as time went on, he realized that I wasn't talking to myself, as I realized I wasn't talking to myself. And I hope you all realize when you have moments of thinking you're talking to yourself, if they're full-blown conversations, you are not talking to yourself. We have to realize that when we leave this earth and we transition, or our loved ones leave and they transition, they do not go too far. And if they are far, they are not too far to reach. And they will always be able to reach us at any time, and you, them as well, if you take the time to do so. And with all the transitioning I had going on last year, there were moments in time where I felt like, I don't know, have I been talking to myself? And I realized over my birthday trip, there's no fucking way that I was talking to myself. Spirit is too strong and too in your face for you to ever think that you are alone, for you to ever think that they are not right there, right by your side at every moment, at every time. No matter how hard it gets, and no matter how sad you may feel, they are still there. But in those hard times and sad times, you make it so hard for them to seep through, for them to feel you. We have to take a moment back and breathe. That's what my birthday trip was for me and for my family. We all went through a lot and been through a lot. And you as a people, everyone out there has been through a lot. I've been talking to people that just come to me at work, people at my job, to know that the world needs healing. The world needs a hug. And the world can't hug you, so you need to hug yourself. And you need to give time for yourself. And if you have people that you love, like the people I love, you make sure they give time for themselves. You make sure that they get a chance to breathe and feel the people that are there to help them. Whether here on this earth or not here, sometimes it's hard to think that everything is going to be okay. And sometimes in the midst of certain things, the way life hits you from left to right, it feels like it's never going to be okay. But the problem as humans is we're so quick to give up sometimes. And we're so quick to say it's not gonna be okay. And we're so quick to fall into the energies of other people around us telling us it's not gonna be okay. Instead of quieting your mind and closing your eyes and hearing God say it's gonna be great. Hearing God and telling you it's gonna be fine. There's nothing that is in your path that I haven't put there. There's nothing that is in your path that I am not aware of that you cannot jump the fuck over. We're so quick to count ourselves out and think we can't handle something, think we can't do something. Want to crawl up in a ball and feel like life is over. Man, we need to step out of that. We need to realize how fucking powerful we are. The energies that float through us give us so much energy. But we have to have a glimpse of happiness for them to even seep right through. I appreciate spirit at all times, at all moments. Earlier, I went back to work yesterday for the first time after my vacation, and I really wasn't feeling it. I love my job. I love my people I work with. I was excited to see them. I got to see a lot of my favorite patrons that come in, which was great. But just internally, I didn't want to really be there. I enjoyed the spiritual entanglement I had on my vacation, I enjoyed it on the way home. I didn't want to go to work. I didn't want to do that. And when I got there, the first thing that was there, I worked at a library. When I got there, there were some donations, a box of CDs. We don't get that often. So I went through the box. One of the first CDs that I grabbed out the box was a pre-burned CD, like somebody burned it, of 25 Disney songs. My grandfather loved Disney. I love Disney. Like, he's my Disney man. And automatically, I felt him handing me this CD. And it felt fucking great. And that alone made my day. This morning started off a little rocky. And I had the nerve to act human about it. After the great 10 days I had in Jamaica, I had the nerve to act human about how I was feeling. After I dropped the kids off at school, I remembered and I heard my grandpa, bro, go grab that CD, baby. And I grabbed it. And I got a 6 CD player in my car and I popped it in. I popped it in and I listened. I propped up my camera on my phone and I listened to every song. I sang to myself. I cried with myself. I laughed with myself. I felt every single one of my family pull up and enjoy that moment with me. And it changed my whole outlook to even set me up to come talk to y'all. And God knows I've been wanting to talk to y'all since last year. Is that the last time I talked to y'all? That's crazy. Spirit is there to put us back on track. Spirit is there to hold your hand and say, baby, it's okay. It's gonna be fine. It's gonna get better. And if you know it's gonna be fine and gonna get better, you're gonna be fucking fantastic. Do you hear me? I don't care what you do or what you want to do. Do it and be great at doing it and enjoy doing it and be happy doing it. And if there's people around that aren't enjoying you doing it or being happy with you doing it, then they don't need to be there. It's okay to leave people behind. It's okay to put people in a different light. It's okay to go down a different path. It's okay to have friends that are just there sometimes and not all the time. It's okay to be you. Don't be afraid to be you. Don't feel bad being you. Don't feel like you're hurting anybody's feelings being you. Because being you is what you're here to motherfucking do. So be you at the greatest, or be you the greatest way you can be you. Because that's all you can do. But I really want to talk about my birthday trip and the trip that we had on my birthday trip. So I'm going to see if Devon is down to talk about it and we sit down and have a deeper conversation about that. Because spirit likes to be shown and likes to be heard. And I'm glad to be a representative to speak for spirit. So I hope you guys all enjoyed this. And I will be back with Devon with our spirit TED Talk. And I'll see you guys soon.